The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, DMV. Do you know what happened on this day in 1964?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Oh yeah, tell you something.
This was the day that the Beatles first appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, which triggered their first American concert at the Coliseum. They were told that they could not carry a tune across the Atlantic. I think we would differ. Welcome to the Pointing You Home section of our show. And in the second half, we'll have our Seniors Solutions show. And please be with me for that. I'll be covering 20 valuable tax breaks for seniors in the second half of today's show. You can listen to both of these sections on Spotify or iHeartRadio. These are apps. And I do podcasts. So look for Seniors Solutions or look for Pointing You Home and you'll find the show. And you can listen and subscribe and listen to all of our shows there. If you're on your computer, you probably know this, but all you have to do is Google Eric Stewart Group Radio to listen to us anytime you want. This is the start of the spring market. We have actually pushed our listings into the market earlier and have seen phenomenal responses, very, very good interest in the market. And we just put a home on the market in Potomac, Maryland, for instance, for $1.1 million on Glen Court. Custom-built single-family home for $1.1 million on 2 acres. And it is gorgeous. I highly recommend taking a look at this first floor master bedroom home with an additional 3 bedrooms upstairs and 2 full baths up. Has 3-car garage, has this gorgeous level cul-de-sac in front, beautiful views into the forest. And that is on Glen Court in Potomac, and other homes that we are putting on the market in Alexandria, Mount Vernon, Manassas, Herndon, and Reston, Virginia, as well as a listing that will be coming up in just a couple of weeks in Oak Hill. We're very happy to have. So many others on top of that. This is just a sampling. The rules have changed for what we can actually tell you before a house goes on the market. Yes, this is true. We can no longer give an address for a property and promote it over the public airwaves until it's in the multiple listing service. This decision was made by the MLS in cooperation with all the brokers, that's all the real estate brokers, in order to control properties being sold off-market for less than fair value. Now, you have heard me, if you've listened to my show for years, talk about our quiet listing process. That's selling houses that are not quite ready to go on the market before they go on the market. And I will tell you now, there are going to still be opportunities to sell homes that way, but we have reversed our focus. Instead of promoting the property over the airwaves or the internet, now we promote that we have those listings and we will not negotiate the price prior to going on the market. They're sold at the asking price, and our sellers are oftentimes, they have their homes not quite ready, boxes everywhere, maybe paint hasn't been done. And it really can be a great blessing to a seller whose interest is in accomplishing a process more so than getting the absolute most money. But oftentimes we find that we get more money in the quiet than we might even in the open market. But how is that possible? Well, the truth is that when you have a home that goes on the market in an area that's popular, you do exhaust all of the potential interest by putting it on the open market. But contrarily, if you have a property and you give someone an opportunity to consider it and you put a price that is ahead of where fair market values were and it's non-negotiable, you're driving a price that would be what you might realize in a multiple contract scenario, and you're getting that price from a buyer who's accepting that they're getting a non-competitive opportunity to consider it. They're coming in, looking at the house and being able to buy it without competing with it. Yes, they pay more, but they don't have to fight for it specifically. They have to pay up for it, but they don't have to fight for it. We just settled a home in Northwest Washington, D.C., in Cleveland Park on Woodley Road that we sold this very way. We had originally discussed putting the property on the market for $1,900,000. Rather, we decided that we would ask $2 million in the quiet listing. We were able to get a purchaser to come in and pay $1.97, so $70,000 higher in the quiet for a home that the kitchen, the bathrooms, all of the work on the inside will still need to be done by the purchaser. That was a pretty Wardman, beautiful, beautiful row house on Woodley Road, but still needed a lot of work. So my seller got the benefit of a variety of things, a lower commission because we were able to sell it off market and I hadn't done the marketing yet. So I offered a benefit to my client in that particular situation. I also got a seller who did less work to prepare it and then didn't have to deal with the hassles of the sale and the showings of people coming through. Pretty ideal scenario. Here's another example. Property sold here in Maryland, actually just blocks from WMAL off of Willard Avenue, that was a hoarder's home. Now, the definition of what a hoarder is can vary. Ultimately, when you are in a home, and there's no judgment in what I'm about to say, so I don't feel that I'm judging you and what I'm going to communicate. It is really your choice how you decide to live. We live in America. We live in a place where we can choose how we want to live. But when the time comes and you do need to sell, and if you're overwhelmed by what you own, or what sometimes I would say owns you, the stuff that you have, you still need to sell. And how do you cross that bridge when you maybe don't have the emotional strength or physical strength to go through a process of getting your house ready to sell? This property we put up for sale. We shared by word of mouth, and we actually put it into the multiple listing service in spite of the fact we couldn't bring anybody inside the home. Yes, open market, no one came into the house, and we still sold the property. The buyers were able to do a home inspection once a contract was ratified. Now, I was walking through, I took notes, and being that I've got all this experience in the business, I was able to see the condition of this property, recognize that there were no major defects because I know what to look for. So I represented what I knew, and we got a buyer who was willing to give the seller the price that they wanted, take it under contract, go through a home inspection, as is purchase, didn't have to fix anything. They were able to get the cash out and then got 2 months after settlement to get all the stuff out from all the levels, and had the privilege of leaving behind anything they didn't want. Maybe what you really want is just, 10% of everything in your home, and you'd just as soon just take those things and then not have to worry about the rest. We have a process to help you accomplish that sale. We want you to get top dollar. We want you to get the home sold and get the terms that you're looking for. When the time comes, call us and we'll tell you how we work. 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. Call me right now. That's 800-900-9104. And for those online folks who like to go and check us out and want to submit information, I highly recommend that too. It's an easier way to submit your address and communicate with us the specific scenario that you have and when's the best time to call and those kinds of things. Go online to ericstewartgroup.com. So being that we're coming into the spring market, and there is a lack of inventory again this year compared to last year at the same time, let me explain what I mean. We've had 3 years where inventory at the slowest time of the year, which is the fall and winter, has been lower than the year before. And the inventory in the spring and the early summer, which is the fastest time of the year, has also been lower than the year before for 3 years running. It looks like this year it's going to be the same. So you've got this acceleration to the downside in overall inventory. There's an acceleration within the speed of selling homes. The average home sells much faster now than it did last year at this time and the year before that and the year before that. And so you're going to see prices climb. The key for you is, how aggressive should I be? Maybe you've had brokers in that you're interviewing and they've said a price and you're thinking it's just not enough. I don't agree with what they think. They may be missing the mark. They may be thinking backwards and looking at what happened and basing a decision upon where homes have sold previously. You cannot rely on the past to make a decision in the now. unless you're an appraiser and you have to rely on comparables. A real estate agent looks backwards to see the general trend, but looks forward at where the trend is taking and prices into the arc of time to take full advantage of this acceleration in pricing and speed of contract. Call us 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104, and have one of our team give you a free market evaluation of your property. We'll tell you what we do, tell you how we work. We'll tell you why our average home sells at 100% of the list price on average and sells in 10 days or less. Well, there's that music, that Stuart Rosenthal music, that oh-so-special music.
I'm dancing in the aisles.
Stuart, good morning.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good. What do you have in you've got this Beacon Celebration of the Arts.
Yes.
Second year? Third year?
Second time we've done
second
it.
Second time,
we
yes.
did it back in 2018.
Yes.
It was our first online amateur art competition for people over 50, and it went gangbusters. It got a huge response, and people had a wonderful time, and we had some amazing works of art contributed there. So what we're doing now is we're doing the same kind of contest again. It's online now through March 20th. And we have seven different categories now, more categories than before. Painting, drawing, ceramic, sculpture, textiles, photography, stained glass, all kinds of things. And winners will get cash prizes, they'll get awards, and they'll have opportunities to display their work at galleries in the area and at the Beacon Expo.
Now, is this for a specific age group?
Anybody over 50.
Okay.
In fact, the work, you could have done the work some years ago as long as you were over 50 when you did it.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to be something you just did now, but something that you did by yourself.
There are so many artists in the metro area, and I consistently sell homes for folks who have got beautiful artwork on the wall that they've painted and continue to, and or they're doing sculptures and whatnot. So this is a great opportunity to have that featured. So thanks for doing this.
Yes, we have professional judges and cash prizes, and also it's a really nice opportunity for people. I hope they'll enter and look forward to seeing their artwork.
Yeah, check it out at thebeaconnewspapers.com. That's thebeaconnewspapers.com and enter today. In a moment, I'm going to share 20 valuable tax breaks for seniors. I'm also going to give you my opinion on this guaranteed buy scam that we hear constantly on the radio these days. Sounds too good to be true? Stay with me and we'll find out.